This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Each dose of Berkeley Life delivers the bioactive nutrients found in nitrate-rich plant-based diets to enhance our body's production of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in our cardiovascular health, which was brought to prominence when it was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1998. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally, requiring intervention through diet, lifestyle, or supplementation. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 5 ounces of spinach and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffmanstore.com. for Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Supplements.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And it's a program about, well, it's about intelligent medicine, about the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We put those together for you each weekend in an entertaining blend. We've got some interesting stories on tap for you. Plus, we want you to call. We want you to call and participate, pose your questions, offer your comments. 877-726-8255. We're live. You can call us this hour or next. Or, hey, you can call us anytime to that number and You can record a question, and we'll use those recorded questions during our broadcasts over subsequent weeks. 877-726-TALK is our number. Among the stories that we're going to tackle this weekend, headline, overweight people more likely to have overweight dogs, according to a study. And all those hand sanitizers you're using to help ward off the flu, well, a study has looked at their efficacy, and, the results aren't too encouraging. 877-726-8255. Also, political campaigns are heating up. It's like we're on perpetual campaign mode, 14 months away from the election. And we'll take a look at what some of the political candidates have to say about diet. Diet usually isn't an issue. Except for maybe the campaign of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who said, we'll put a chicken in every pot. Now some people are weighing in with opinions on what Americans should eat under their proposed presidential administration. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll get to the story of the week in just a moment, but first a postscript on a story that we're pretty excited about a couple of weeks ago. By the way, I skipped last week because, I was at my 50th high school reunion, and what a trip that was to see some people that literally hadn't seen for 50 years. Some people we've kept in touch with, but a lot of people appeared, blasts out of the past. It's an interesting age because, I'm about to turn 67. I skipped a grade, so a lot of my classmates are 68. And, it's really a kind of a study in the, differential effects of aging. Aging is determined to some extent genetically, but it's also determined by what you do in your life. And we probably saw the creme de la creme of our high school class, the people who are alive and well, and vigorous and energetic and proud of it. And, you know, they're going to strut their stuff. They're not, feeling ashamed of their bodies, and they show up at these reunions. So, big differential in terms of the health of individuals. I spoke to, one of our premier high school athletes. He ended up running, hurdles at, did the 440 high hurdles at UCLA. And, the guy, you know, he's pretty hobbled by injuries. And he said, Ron, you know, you did the right thing. You kind of held back in terms of your athletic endeavors. You didn't go out for sports big time in high school and college. And you started your athletic endeavors in your 20s, mid-college. And you spared your joints because he's got joint pain, joint replacements, a lot of hammering to the joints when you engage in competitive sports, football and the like, when you're young. And I think the big difference in terms of how people end up looking, two things. One is a lifetime commitment to some sort of exercise. So there was one gal, and she was just tearing up the dance floor. I mean, she was gyrating like you wouldn't believe. She was in excellent condition. And then I asked her, I said, how do you do that? I want some of whatever you're taking. And she said, well, you know, I take regular spin classes. I work out, I hike, and do a lot of dancing. I mean, that's one of the things that she does to stay in shape. And she was great condition. The other thing that keeps people looking young and having a young outlook is working. And around this time, a lot of people are retired or contemplating retirement. They're semi-retired. But the people who seem to be the most vibrant were people who really enjoyed their work, people who continued in the fast lane of their professions, felt a daily challenge and invigoration from the work that really was a passion for them. And then, you know, that's something that I personally share in. I really enjoy doing what I do. And that's, I think, really an anti-aging strategy. That, along with the diet, of course, supplements make a difference. Exercise, big factor in people fending off inevitable weight gain. I wrote an article about this for our newsletter that you can read. So coming back to a story that we were excited about in my last broadcast before I went away, that was earlier this month, world's oldest parents, amazing story about a couple in their 70s who created international stir when their baby girls, twins, conceived through a donor egg and delivered by C-section, arrived full term and healthy. Mom is 74 and dad is 78. The couple were desperate to become parents during their 57-year marriage. And they're from India, so having kids over there, big cultural thing. They were facing scorn for being infertile, and finally they'd contemplated adoption, but then they decided to go the IVF route, and they became parents. Well, file this under be careful what you wish for, because with modern medical technological advances, what you can do and what you should do, there's a little bit of tension between those two propositions. Headline, world's oldest parents both in intensive care after delivering twins. What's up with that? Well, mom didn't do so well. The burden of childbirth put her in the intensive care unit, and dad, he was really excited about being a father at the age of 78. He was doing a lot of press conferences just hours after he and his wife became first-time parents. And he was bragging, due to the grace of God and doctors, I'm the proud father of two baby girls. We're the happiest couple on earth. But a day later, he collapsed from a heart attack. I'm laughing, but it's not funny. The problem was, apparently, these two individuals, mom 74 and dad 78, had tricked their doctor into believing that the mom was in her 60s, and he regrets very much that he let this happen. Dr. Sanakayala Umashankar told the Times of London, it was only by chance after she conceived that her husband let out accidentally to one of the nurses her real age. The doctor says, I was livid. You know, medical ethicists in India and across the world are really upset that they let this happen to the detriment of the parent. What's going to happen if the parents die soon after the birth of their twins? They're going to require a lot of care. I mean, when you're 22 having twins is overwhelming. But if dad has just had a heart attack and mom is weakened and debilitated from delivering, how the heck are they going to administer responsible child care? You know, wow, this amazing story. All right, the duh story of the week. Headline. Despite growing burden of diet-related disease, medical education does not equip students to provide high-quality nutritional care to patients. Duh. They say globally 11 million deaths annually are attributable to poor diet. They say that it is clear that despite the importance of nutrition for healthy lifestyles, graduating medical students are not supported with the required nutrition knowledge to be able to provide effective nutrition care to patients. They even perform tests. One study found that when nutrition knowledge was assessed in a test, half of medical students flunked. Students, when queried, cited both quantity and quality of their education and reasons for this. Poor quality and under-prioritization of nutrition in the curriculum, lack of interest and expertise in nutrition among faculty members. They don't care. And few examples of nutritional counseling during clinical years. So we got a problem here. But part of the problem is that there's not great consensus about the ideal diet. Is it a ultra-low-fat diet, as has been recommended by the Eat Lancet Commission, a plant-based, quasi-vegan diet, or is it a diet that's low-carb diet with ample animal protein? That's part of the problem, is that you know, while there may be consensus about the right type of heart stent to put in a patient who has a heart attack, diet still remains a controversial field. So, you know, what are they going to be teaching these students? Are they going to be teaching these students to be on the Dean Ornish diet? Or are they going to talk to them about other possibilities, the paleo diet, the keto diet, low-carb dieting for treatment of diabetes and metabolic syndrome? I contribute to my medical school on a regular basis to encourage them to include nutrition and integrative medicine programs for med students so they can be better prepared to deliver quality care. But it's a big problem, still a problem after all these years. The duh story of the week. We invite you to call us 877-726-8255. Questions, comments, they're all welcome on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from, plus you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols, and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you this weekend. It's 877-726-8255 for calls during the program, or even when we're not broadcasting, you can record a question. We got a live caller, Kathy from Derby, Connecticut. Kathy, is it Derby or Darby, Connecticut?
It's Derby, right outside of New Haven.
Derby. Okay, because, you know, what Americans do is they tend to take these European city names and they change the pronunciation. So up there in Connecticut, you've got this place called Berlin, which is Berlin.
Berlin. That's
and then,
right.
You know, there's this in Illinois, they got Cairo, Illinois. But so you change pronunciation. I think it's Darby in Ireland, but whatever.
Okay. Well, my question is, can I take my vitamins and my antibiotics at the same time? And then where do I put, when do I take the probiotics?
Okay, well, it depends. So what antibiotics are you taking? What are you taking?
Cifidroxil. I took, it's over, Cifidroxil.
Cifidroxil, okay. This is for what? What condition?
Well, I cut myself with a weed whacker.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a cephalosporin, which is good for wounds and skin infections. There's not too much in the way of interference with the effects of antibiotics with vitamins. There is, if you were to take tetracycline or doxycycline, you got to be careful about calcium and to some extent magnesium. Can't take it right when you're taking those antibiotics, but you can pretty much take your vitamins along with this cephalosporin. It's a newer brand, so I'm not familiar with the name. This is a brand name, you know. It's probably just a generic cephalosporin, which is kind of a variation on the theme of penicillin. When it comes to the probiotics, so it's important to take the probiotics away from the antibiotics, because if you take them right at the same time that you take the antibiotics, you'll kill the probiotics. You know, the antibiotic doesn't know whether it's a good bacteria or bad bacteria. It kills everything. And so if you want to replenish the good bacteria in your gastrointestinal tract, you take them, you know, like 3-4 hours at least away from the antibiotic, right?
Right.
And that way you can prevent diarrhea from occurring. You know, a lot of people have gastrointestinal problems, you know, really serious GI problems when they take these meds. So, go ahead.
Very much.
Okay. All the best. You take care. All right. This item, and it has to do with our political campaign. Kamala Harris urges Americans to reduce red meat to help save the earth, but she admits to occasionally having a hamburger, especially a cheeseburger. She says, I love cheeseburgers. So she's going to have a cheeseburger here and there, but she tells everybody else, reduce your red meat. Also, you've got Cory Booker, who is, he's a dyed-in-the-wool vegan. He wouldn't even admit to having a cheeseburger. I'm watching, in the background, MSNBC on the TV monitor here in the studio. Joe Biden just arrived at an Iowa, steak fry. So, you know, as if steak, you know, didn't have enough fat, they're gonna fry the steak in batter, you know, chicken fried steak. So, I guess he's not a big advocate of dietary reform, by example. But the most interesting person who's going nowhere, she's, you know, absolutely not qualifying even for the debates, very developed food platform, is a candidate that some people consider flaky. But when it comes to food, she's pretty good platform. Marianne Williamson. Marianne Williamson has, if you Google her and look at her presidential campaign website. Pretty good. She talks about a cozy relationship between the U.S. government, its corporate benefactors, sources of corruption are food, food processing, outdated food pyramid guidelines, air and water pollution, GMOs. She's got a pretty cool platform, but of course she's going nowhere. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. That's our number. Call us. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestion digestive and immune support. Dr. Ohira's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today.
Dr. Ohira's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And, you know, speaking of chicken fried steaks, let me go one step further. This is our nutritional outrage of the week. And it comes to us from KFC. So if KFC wasn't bad enough, I mean, by the way, look, KFC is, I got to admit, it's delicious. It's like crack. I mean, let's face it, it is addictive and scrumptious, but it's basically a bunch of chicken. And now instead of chicken, actual chicken, it's sort of chicken parts that are compressed into a kind of a chicken burger. Highly processed and then dipped into batter. And it's mostly batter. So instead of getting, I mean, chicken's protein, but this is really high in carbohydrates and poor quality oil that they use for frying. But I'll see you one and I'll raise you because you can now get a bucket of chicken that offers up one or two donuts nestled to fried chicken tenders. Or chicken on the bone. The tenders are the worst because you don't even, that's like mystery meat. This chicken on the bone, it's like, bears some resemblance to an actual animal. The chicken tenders kind of look like Soylent Green. But you can now get, a chicken tender between two donuts. All right? It's, instead of buns, they're, like donuts. So an extra crispy chicken breast has 530 calories. And if you pair that with 190 calories and 10 grams of sugar that you get from a glazed donut, you have about 720 calories. And I bet you anything that you can eat that in about 3.5 minutes. That's more calories than you'd get from two McChicken sandwiches at McDonald's even. And you could eat more than a pound of rotisserie chicken, even with the skin on, to yield the same number of calories. So other places are emulating this. Smaller chains like Sam's Fried Chicken and Donuts in Houston, Federal Donuts in Philadelphia. There's a place in Brooklyn called Bagok Fried Chicken and Donuts that gives you that chicken with donuts experience. So if you want to do yourself in real fast, just eat that stuff. All right. If you want to preserve yourself, work on your mitochondria. And one of the best ways to support your mitochondria is with the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, because it works on the energy powerhouses of our cells, the mitochondria. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor repairs damaged mitochondria. And clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. And it even reverses aging because the mitochondrial theory of aging is about running down when our energy production declines. NT Factor is available in ProPacks, That's a one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. But now there's Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. You can keep your multi and your fish oil, whatever else you're taking. Just take pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPacks and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And by the way, NT Factor is available through Fullscript. That's our online supplement store, drhoffmanstore.com. We'll take you to Fullscript, and you can order all the fine supplements that we talk about here in this program. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And Al, let's take that call that somebody recorded the other day.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I'm calling from Western Iowa in regards to a relative with diagnosed with aphasia. Had any recommendations nutrition-wise or otherwise? And I was wondering about CBDs. I've heard military surgeons say traumatic victims have had positive results with CBDs. And what's your thoughts on that matter?
Okay, yeah, it's a good question. So what is aphasia? It's spelled A-P-H-A-S-I-A. And it means the inability to speak and even understand speech. That usually occurs with a stroke. It is one peculiar feature of anatomy that the circle of Willis, which is the place where strokes often occur in the brain, it's literally a circle where blood is distributed to essential parts of the brain, is located very close to the speech center. And if you have a left-sided stroke, you're going to be paralyzed on the right side, and you're going to lose the ability to speak and understand. And the good news is that due to something called neuroplasticity, you can recruit other parts of the brain, even though maybe one part of the brain has died, literally, because of oxygen deprivation due to a blood clot or a bleed, that you can enlist or recruit other parts of the brain to perform functions that were previously performed by the speech center. And you can, in many instances, recover to some extent or completely your ability to talk. Now, I had a real, very cogent illustration of that at our 50th reunion. At our 30th reunion, that was 20 years ago, I met a childhood friend of mine, and he said, "Hi, everyone." He could barely talk. He could barely talk. And I was just dumbfounded. So what happened? Well, I had atrial fibrillation, he explained to me laboriously, with a garbled speech. And he had a big stroke. The blood, you know, put the blood clot to his brain, and he had a devastating stroke. It affected his speech, but also his ability to read. So he had a lot of trouble reading. He said that when he looked at a sign, you know, like a parking sign or something, it looked like it was written in Korean. He knew there was writing on it, but it was just like gobbledygook. He couldn't understand it. So he underwent extensive rehab. And here it is 20 years later, the 50th reunion, and his speech is perfect. And he's got just a little bit of a mild facial droop, because you get a facial droop after a stroke. That was almost not discernible. And he's able to read, and he's able to use his iPad, and he's very highly functioning. But it took a long time. It took him literally months and years of rehabilitation to recruit other parts of his brain. So what about nutritional supplementation? The CBD story is about traumatic brain injury, and it's also about concussion recovery. And there's some evidence if you take high-dose fish oil along with CBD that it's going to facilitate recovery. Probably other nutrients, that help, improve, circulation and energy utilization of the brain. NT Factor, by the way, might be useful in a situation like that post-stroke, or post, traumatic brain injury. So, the other story is that if after a stroke, and this is often not covered by insurance, so you gotta bear the expense yourself, it can be kind of pricey. If you undertake hyperbaric oxygen treatment, and this is something that I would urge my family members to do, or, you know, if God forbid it happened to me, I would say, get me into an oxygen chamber. You can actually help revive some of the damaged brain tissue. I mean, there's two zones of destruction. There's tissue that's irrevocably lost. It's not going to come back ever. And then there's tissue that's sort of stunned, damaged, shocked. It's called the penumbra around the stroke. And that area is more amenable to hyperbaric oxygen treatment for recovery. So, you know, once you have aphasia and it's really been there for a long time and you haven't recovered, the chances of recovery diminish. But if you can get in early with aggressive nutritional therapy and things like hyperbaric oxygen, it will facilitate recovery. But right now, you know, the main thing is to work on occupational therapy to get people back to functionality. And it's sometimes a long road to hoe, but with determined work from a great occupational therapist, with a patient who's willing and has a lot of familial support, you can make, at the very least, a partial recovery and maybe a complete recovery. So there you have it. 877-726-8255 is our number. And interesting story out of, this is us in Sweden. Do you know that in Sweden, every person who has a heart attack is invited to heart school? It's called heart school. Patients who attend heart school were found to have half the death rate of those who did not attend heart school in patients in Sweden. Researchers say, we could say that heart school attendance was associated with almost halved mortality, both total and specifically cardiovascular, after a first heart attack. What do they do there? Well, they're taught the importance of maintaining a healthy diet, being physically active, and, of course, giving up smoking. Almost all patients in Sweden with a first-time myocardial infarction are invited to participate. So this, you know, one of the advantages of like a small country with a very integrated medical system, socialized medicine. They got a lot of support for people who have medical conditions. But, you know, one of the things about having a heart attack, and I spoke to a couple of my classmates at the 50th reunion, who've had heart attacks. And it's a real wake-up call. And at the very least, one of them is just doing really well. He's like exercising. He's eating a superb diet. Of course, he's taking medication to thin his blood, prevent subsequent blood clots. It really can be a teachable moment to get people to adopt healthier lifestyles and habits that can ultimately save their lives, make them live longer, reduce the risk of developing diabetes and subsequent heart problems, lose weight, and perhaps even avert cancer if they eat, you know, healthy. So it's a wake-up call, you know, and even if it happens when you're young, you know, at 45 or 55 or in your early 60s, you can live decades and decades and decades after that, especially if you adopt a healthier approach, as they are in Sweden through the heart school. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for calls. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. We invite your phone calls this hour or next. And we got a call from Neil in New Jersey. How you doing, Neil?
Yes, yes, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Sure.
I have a question here. In 1988, I was hit with a chronic flu, you know, hard hit. And it really knocked me out. And then it took me about years to recover from it, and it was like, you know, weakness and all that. And since then, I've been like on and off, you know, with this weakness thing where last few years, I was I was going to the gym 2 hours a week. I was working out really hard, everything all good, weights, you know, 6 days a week. I was strong, but suddenly last year, the relapse came back, and it's like an unexplained situation with this weakness. Why this, you know, keeps going on and off? That I have so many blood tests done.
Yeah,
everything is.
And you got tested for Lyme disease and tick-borne illnesses and all that kind of stuff, right?
Well, the thing is that my doctor is saying that he got me this. My primary doctor got this Lyme disease. Said take the test because in 88 you may have been hit with Lyme disease, and it may not have shown in the blood work.
Right.
So he's saying now that maybe, you know, you should take antibiotics for 20 years.
This is a big problem, is that, you know, there's so many people who suffer from fatigue of unexplained causation that there's a tendency, especially in the Northeast where Lyme disease is rampant, to ascribe everything to Lyme disease, even if the tests are equivocal or negative. And then people receive unnecessary treatment with antibiotics, which I think is really to their detriment, because when it comes to fatigue, antibiotics are supposed to kill the bad bugs. Well, there may not be a bad bug. And moreover, most antibiotics have a negative effect on the mitochondria, which are the energy producing organelles of the body. And so, you know, I think it's important to be aware of the possibility of Lyme disease, and Lyme disease is often missed, but I just hate the default, when there's unexplained fatigue, to give people lots of antibiotics. And unless there's a convincing history of exposure and some blood test evidence that is strong or compelling, or some signs of Lyme disease, such as, you know, cardiac problems or, you know, migratory joint pains. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. My blood result is 3 present abnormal, present abnormal, present abnormal, and about 10 are absent.
Okay, so this is what you're reading. You know, for a layperson, it sounds persuasive, but it's really a little bit like reading tea leaves. You're going to have some what are called bands on your Western blot. And the problem is that, you know, it leads people to get unnecessary therapy. So, you know, I'm not saying you don't need that, and I don't have eyes on you, and I can't analyze this case on the phone. But I would look to the possibility that you may have a variant on chronic fatigue syndrome that was originally triggered by a virus or some sort of insult. And the recovery path of that is it's challenging. But you have to analyze people from the standpoint of nutritional needs, hormonal factors. You know, as you age, your hormones decline. Years back, I wrote a book called Tired All the Time, How to Regain Your Lost Energy. There's about 12 chapters. Each chapter, it looks at one specific cause of fatigue. And certainly infection can be a cause of fatigue. But there may be some more remediable causes of fatigue. There are nutrients that help energy, coenzyme Q10, You get mitochondrial support by taking NT factor. You can also take nitric oxide, which tends to improve circulation and energy. There's nicotinamide riboside, which supports mitochondrial function. So it's really hard to ascertain precisely what the cause of your problem is. It sounds to me more like a form of chronic fatigue syndrome, a reactivation of an old virus rather than Lyme disease. But I mean, I'm not going to have the answer for you without delving into it on a more, I mean, it sounds like a typical day in the office. It's like I'd have to spend an hour or so or more reviewing test results, performing new tests, and, you know, seeing what's going on with the person. All right, this item, and this is something that's going to heat up. Look for this to heat up in 2020 as the new rollout of 5G begins. Switzerland was among the first countries to begin deploying 5G, but there is resistance. In February, Switzerland took a big step towards deployment of 5G, but there is lots of resistance. Several cantons, including Geneva, it was a big city, the French part of Switzerland, have buckled to pressure from online petitioners demanding a halt to construction of the 5G infrastructure because of possible health concerns. We don't know much about the potential effects on the human body of the 5G technology, because the electromagnetic rays emanating from the new antenna may have a deleterious effect on humans. We just don't know enough about it. And so even in Switzerland, an advanced country, which wants to be way out ahead in terms of deployment of 5G, there's pushback, and we're going to see a big controversy emerge as it starts to be introduced in the United States. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number at Intelligent Medicine.